Legend. The Honorable Tabeti is in Zimbabwe, sorry, in Addis Ababa, on Parliament work. The Honorable Ntshabalenh is in hospital. The Honorable Maki, as I said on Tuesday, his mother passed away and he has been given off. The Honorable De Brain yesterday advised me that she had to rush home. The Honorable Bengu is on parliamentary work in Zimbabwe, busy monitoring the referendum processes taking place there. Those are the apologies, Honourable Members. I don't know if there are any more. Is there any other members left to apologize? At? We have reached the stage now, Honourable Members, we seriously have to proceed to finalize this bill. It has been said so many times that by the minister and myself for the urgency in having to complete this bill. I have requested that time to recall that the last meeting for Parliament to extend the time period in which we have to report. I have been told that I should proceed rather to try and complete the bill, and that I would be given time, special time, if application was made for the committee to sit. I've therefore applied for the committee to sit the whole day on Tuesday. We will sit until such time in the evening that it is necessary for us to do as much work as we can in order to allow you to build up enough energy for the lengthy period that we will be sitting. We will start at 11 o'clock to allow you to have a good breakfast, and then we will continue until 1. We shall take a break if it is necessary, otherwise we will go through lunchtime. We will see that Parliament is kind enough to provide all meals that are necessary. You will be allowed out of the committee room only to have what necessary meals you may need. You will then come back, and we will proceed until such time that it might be dinner, at which time you will be allowed out again to have dinner, and then we shall proceed. But the time has come for us to work a little harder, and we have been requested to work a little harder, and so we will then see what the position is, and on Wednesday we will go and visit Parliament and cool down, because the President will be in the House, and it will also be the last sitting for this particular session. So we will not meet on Wednesday. You will then be given off on Thursday to rest. It's a public holiday. And as things are, Parliament is also considering giving you off on Friday. It will be declared a constituency day. So you will be allowed to go and visit your constituencies and tell them how hard you are working. You will then come back next Tuesday, and the processes that need to be finalized will then continue again. And we do not foresee that we should go beyond Tuesday or Wednesday. Now, the lifespan of the committee comes to an end in that week, the 28th. That whole week is a committee week. Parliament will not be in session at all during that week, so there would be no reason for us not to be sitting. And if you do good work, you will be allowed to go and have an Easter, because at the end of that week, I think, is Good Friday, and you will have another holiday. So I think Honourable Members may not be disturbed that you would be unnecessarily overworked, because you will get an opportunity to rest, and we have got sufficient public holidays there for you to recover. And also, as I said, we shall provide the necessary food to make sure that you are not starved. That then, Honourable Members, is the feedback on the request to extend the lifespan of the committee. The instruction is that we should proceed and get the necessary permission to finish. Then where we are, the Honourable Mania has been kind enough to circulate a document, which is a document that holds the position, and it's in draft form. I've already thanked him and the state law advisor for the document and the manner in which it was drafted. When we go through the bill clause by clause, I would give the Honourable Mania an opportunity to explain exactly where it is that he is proposing that these amendments be included, and then we shall see whether there is consensus or whether there is support for such proposals that are set out. The Honourable Members have had access to the document, so there should be no understanding or misunderstanding about what it is that the document is intending to amend or insert into the proposed legislation. I know the Honourable Mania did also request that the ANC provide a document, and at the time I did say that I would try and persuade the ANC to circulate the document. I am told reliably from the ANC that the document that they did intend to circulate is already a position which they have taken in the meeting, and that is that all aspects regarding to NICOC, that the amendments regarding to NICOC, the National Intelligence Coordinating Committee, they will recommend and they will hold that position that those issues be removed from the bill. Also references to the NCC, the National Communications Committee, that all reference to NCC be removed from the bill. So the fact that the document isn't there, the ANC such a position is that they will continue to hold such a position and ask that those issues be removed from the bill. I'm merely repeating, Honourable Members, what has already been said in the meeting, and it's merely a summary for those. If you haven't, you will find these things in the minutes of the meetings too. Then, Honourable Members, the documents that you're going to need on Tuesday, I am not sure whether you have copies of the three or the four pieces of legislation. That would be the ComSec Act, the Oversight Act, and the Strategic Act, and the Services Act. I'm not talking about the ones, that have the amendments, the red, what's the name. You will also need copies of those individual acts without any amendments whatsoever. If you don't have it, then you must say so, and then we will circulate that, because you will need those with. You also have in your position the document where the proposed amendments are incorporated, and you will need that one also. And the third document that you would need is the actual GILA, the General Intelligence Laws Amendment Act, which you will find the proposed amendments. You need those three so you can cross-reference. Remember, the document with the red typing in it is merely to assist you to see just where the things go in. But the two working documents will be the actual act and the GILAM, the General Laws, the General Intelligence Laws Amendment Act. Those would be your two working documents. The document with the red in it is meant to assist you so that at quick notice you can see exactly where it is that the amendment is proposed to fit in the original act. Those are the three documents you would need. The ComSec Act is merely going to be repealed, and why you would need that is to see that the functions are being transferred and the functions you would find in the GILAP. Then, honourable members, that is the position that we will take on Tuesday, and you need those documents. And you are not going to be able to be of use to the committee if you don't have those documents with. Those of you that forget your documents will try and keep some extra copies, but you need to do some homework over the weekend and on Monday, go through your documents so that we can accelerate the process and not have to debate on matters that could have been dealt with outside the meeting. Honourable members, is there anything on what I have said? Because I think I was very clear. I thought about this thing for many, many days, so I thought I was very, very clear on what it is that's going to happen. And so I don't think you should be asking questions, but let me not anticipate. If there are any questions, honourable members, then you can say so. Otherwise, I'm going to send you home so that come back on Tuesday ready to work. Then, honourable members, we don't have a quorum, so we won't worry about minutes, but I think the engine room of the committee is here. There are some parts missing, but as I read to you, some of the parts have gone for service. But they will be here on Tuesday, hopefully. Then, if there's no objection, I would want to say that on Tuesday we meet at 11. We will meet here at 11. We will then try and move the afternoon section of the meeting to E249. Hopefully it's going to be available so that we are near the restaurant when it comes to eating time. It would be very convenient if we can meet in E249, but we have not explored that whatsoever. If it doesn't happen, we might have to meet here, but if we're going to sit at night, I would prefer that we near the restaurant that is in the new wing, because that is normally the restaurant that will be catering for after-hour services. Honourable members, I see no further hands and no further questions. Can I then call this meeting to be adjourned? The meeting is then adjourned.